where did cheese go?
I don't know.
Where did cheese go?
I don't know.
So how will you celebrate June Dairy Month? Will you attend one of many Breakfasts on the Farm events that are happening all over the state this weekend and throughout the month? Will you go get a great big ice cream sundae somewhere or a dish of frozen custard? When you have a cookout, will you put a slice of Wisconsin cheese on your burger? Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, June 8th. We will talk about the importance of the dairy industry in America's dairyland this hour and some ways that we can enjoy famous Wisconsin dairy products during June Dairy Month. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our guest is Angie Edge, Regional Program Manager for the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what is National Dairy Month all about? What does it entail?
Well, it's actually one of my favorite times of year, and of course, since we're here in Wisconsin, as you know, America's Dairyland, it gives us even more reason to celebrate June Dairy Month. And the Dairy Month's been a tradition for a long time, and here in Wisconsin, we have a $26.5 billion dairy industry that we're celebrating all month long.
That's a lot. That's the biggest part of our agricultural sector?
Definitely, definitely. Agriculture in Wisconsin contributes $59 billion, while dairy alone is $26.5 billion. So as you can see, dairy is one of the largest parts of our agricultural economy.
We are still number one for cheese production?
We are, and we are by a long shot. We're very proud of that fact, and the fact that we make more cheese varieties than any other state, with over 600 different varieties of cheeses. And we also not only make the most cheese, but I really like to think we make some of the best cheeses in the world. We always win so many awards, whether it's the World Cheese Championship Contest or the the United States Cheese Championship Contest. It's like the Cheese Olympics of the world, and Wisconsin always comes through bright and shining.
Right, and we also invent brands of cheese in Wisconsin, don't we?
Invent brands of cheese?
Yeah, Colby cheese.
Oh, definitely. We have Colby was invented in Colby, Wisconsin. Actually, Brick cheese is another Wisconsin original that was created over in Dodge County. And since then, there's been a lot of others. I think we were the inventors of cold pack cheeses, and also we're the leading state in specialty cheeses. So many specialty cheeses and artisanal cheeses that are, you know, being invented almost daily.
Mm-hmm. What about the milk production? Did California beat us out on milk production?
They did beat us in milk production. As you know, they have a lot of large dairy farms. They took over the title of the number one milk state a few years ago. Maybe someday we'll get that title back. Although, you know, we still tell people that we are America's Dairyland. The happy cows are here in Wisconsin. You know, they have the milk title for a little while, and I guess we'll see what happens in the future.
Well, yeah, they're also a humongous state.
Yeah, when you look at the, you know, difference in size, they have a lot of large dairy farms and a lot more space.
Mm-hmm. We still have a lot of family farms in Wisconsin, or have big companies taken over the business?
No, and that's a really common misconception. 99% of the dairy farms in Wisconsin are family-owned. And when you think about, you know, even the larger farms that we have in Wisconsin, my brother-in-law owns a large dairy where they milk 1,300 cows, but it's a matter of three or four families that are involved. So even the larger dairies that we have are still family-owned operations that have really, you know, combined their resources to maybe be more efficient and to get more families involved. So 99% of our farms are definitely still family-owned here. So when you're talking about corporation farms and factory farms, we really like to use the word family-owned farms.
Mm-hmm. Well, are there any other dairy products that are special in Wisconsin? We've talked about cheese and milk, but what else?
Well, I think they're all special. Of course, we are the leader in cheese, so we're the number one state for cheddar, and we make a lot of different cheddar cheeses here, from the mild, delicious, squeaky cheese curds up to, I've seen 15-year-old cheddar that's been sold in Wisconsin. But the list goes on and on, all the different types of cheeses. You could talk for hours about the specialty cheeses and the cheeses that we rank number one in our state. But butter, of course, yogurt, and June Dairy Month's a time where we not only celebrate Wisconsin cheeses, but all of those dairy products. So sour cream, yogurt, milk, chocolate milk, cream cheese. What are some of your favorites?
Ice cream. I can't believe you didn't say
that.
That is my, I have to admit, that is my favorite. And we also have a claim to fame in Wisconsin for the ice cream sundae. Wasn't that invented here?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like you've done lots of dairy interviews.
I looked over your some of your information from your website as well. But yes, I do know.
I believe it was in Two Rivers, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. And so, can you tell me if you prefer frozen custard to ice cream?
Oh, that's a toss up. You know, when you go to Culver's or get some of that fresh frozen custard, they're both really good, so, you know.
What is the custard has egg in it, doesn't it?
It does, yes.
Yeah, that's why I don't know, I might prefer ice cream over custard. There is a debate. Some people prefer one over the other. Some love both, but I know, I think we will get some calls from people who have a favorite place to go get ice cream or custard that we might hear from during this hour. I'd also like to hear from people who have some sort of special event that they might be attending in honor of Dairy Month. Lots of breakfasts on the farm going on. Here's John on Facebook who writes, "We'll be heading Sunday to the O'Hara Family Farm near Oconto Falls for the Oconto County Dairy Breakfast. My wife, who is not a natural-born U.S. citizen, thinks the county dairy breakfasts reflect the best of America." So what about you? What are you going to do to celebrate dairy during National Dairy Month? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. You can also tell us about your favorite dairy product or what to do with it or where to get it. Checking our weather forecast for today. It's going to be partly to mostly cloudy. A chance of rain in northern Wisconsin, especially in the northwest. Highs today will be in the 70s and 80s. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Now ice cream man, please ring your bell,
ding, ding,
and play that music that I've grown
man.
To love.
Ding.
We're talking about ice cream and yogurt and cheese and milk and all things dairy during this special celebration to June Dairy Month on a June Dairy Month edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 17 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, June the 8th. We are welcoming your questions for our guest, Angie Edge, who is Regional Program Manager for the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board, about all things dairy, and we're welcoming your favorite dairy products and things you like to do during June Dairy Month, ways to use dairy products, maybe some events that you might be going to. You can see a list of dairy-related events on the website dairydaysofsummer.com. We have provided a link from that website to our Facebook page. And while you're on our Facebook page, you can also check out our Where in Wisconsin is the WPR Magnet contest. We have the magnet somewhere in Wisconsin, as we do every week. It is a concrete skunk. It's on a concrete skunk, and we want to know where he lives. Thanks to our travel advisor, Gary Knowles, for snapping the photo, and we have that on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We will randomly select a winner from all of the correct answers, and the winner will receive a WPR auto magnet. Let's go to the phones and take Mark in Lake Geneva as our first caller. Hello, Mark.
Good morning. I really love this topic. I love milk and various dairy products. My favorite event is the Walworth County dairy breakfast, which, like a lot of dairy breakfasts throughout the state, celebrates the dairy industry. I'm calling today to talk a little bit about a new type of frozen yogurt I've run across in Lake Geneva. It's an independently owned store. The man offers six different varieties or flavors. I should say five per day, with one sorbet for people who are lactose intolerant. The yogurts retain their probiotics and their cultures, but the flavors and the creaminess of it compare it to the best custards I have had in the state.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. I've never had yogurt, frozen yogurt, this good.
Well, it's great. So what's the name of the place?
It's Yogi's. It's like Yogi Berra, but a play on yogurt, so Yogi's. It's on Center Street, and it's sold by the ounce. And so as well as buying it, then there's this huge, like, buffet where you can get, there's gumball machines where you can get crunchies and sprinkles, and some of those are
right.
Common breakfast cereals. Then there's, he sells these, or as part of the buffet, these tasty, like, gummy rice things, and there's healthy fruit.
It sounds really good, Mark. Sounds really good, yeah.
My wife, you know, we thought, this has got to, it opened in January. We thought, this is doomed. We became, we were there every day. It was incredible.
It sounds really good. And I'm in the mood for some frozen yogurt now, I think. Well, thank you very much for letting us know about Yogi's in Lake Geneva for frozen yogurt. Mark's a fan, as you can tell. Mark's also a fan of the Walworth County Dairy Breakfast. And those are big deals all over the state too, right, Angie?
Oh, definitely. Each county, it seems like, has their own either dairy breakfast on the farm or dairy brunch. I know I'll be heading over to Dane County's tomorrow over in Mount Hoare, but there's something in almost every part of the state. If you want to visit a breakfast on the farm, or some of them have a brunch on the farm, some may even be at the fairgrounds, but it's such a neat tradition in Wisconsin to see all the volunteers that come out and help with these breakfasts, and it's a chance for a lot of people that have never visited a farm to take their kids, take their families, very inexpensive entertainment. Our kids absolutely love going to the breakfast on the farm, so we always at least try to make it to one, if not more.
Yeah, what is the goal of the breakfast on the farm?
I think a lot of it's basically education, mm-hmm. and to provide a fun atmosphere for families. There's a lot of people that come to Wisconsin for tourism that visit the breakfast, but really showing kids and families and adults where their food actually comes from and all the hard work and dedication that goes into producing those dairy products on a daily basis. As you know, the dairy farmers don't get the weekends off or the holidays off, and there's a lot of hard work and tradition and pride that goes into not only producing the milk, but even along the whole chain through the cheesemakers and the processors as well.
And is the Holstein the number one dairy cow in Wisconsin?
It is, in fact, the Holstein. I think one of the reasons is because it's the largest cow, so it produces the most milk. I've heard that a Holstein cow can weigh up to 1,300 pounds, which would be about the same size as a small car. So very large animals producing a lot of milk. And a Holstein in one day can drink enough water to fill an entire bathtub. So big milking machines we have.
And Mount Horeb is where the Dane County breakfast is tomorrow.
Yep, it'll be tomorrow from 7:30 to noon, and it's at the Kellercrest Registered Holstein Farms. And in addition to eating breakfast there, there's always lots of entertainment, and the breakfast menu always includes some sort of dairy product. So some breakfasts have pancakes, some have scrambled eggs, cheesy scrambled eggs, sausage, lots of cheese, ice cream sundaes. There's going to be the crowning of the Dane County Fairest of the Fair. It looks like the new Alice in Dairyland will be there as well. entertainment by the Soggy Prairie Boys, lots of educational displays and activities for kids and adults. So
you had
fun for the whole family.
You had me at Ice Cream Sunday. and our caller mentioned that he enjoys the Walworth County Dairy Breakfast. That is next weekend on Saturday, June the 16th in Elkhorn. And I believe, Angie, the DairyDaysOfSummer.com website has all of these dairy breakfasts?
Yes, there's lots and lots of listings, and you can either search by county or by day. Some people will try to see how many dairy breakfasts they can get to in the entire month, so kind of taking the challenge of that. But, it's only June 8th, so there's still plenty of time to get to many dairy breakfasts throughout the state. Mm-hmm. So no matter where you live, you can probably find one that's still upcoming and fairly close.
Eugene in Viola is with us now. Hi, Eugene.
Good morning, Joy. Nakusa, this weekend, they are doing an old-fashioned day at Point Bass. They have an ice house there. In the wintertime, the guys go out on the river and get ice and put it in that ice house, and they insulate it with sawdust, and they'll have ice all summer long. They're doing an event there this weekend, and they will be giving away free homemade ice cream.
Well, good
and
for them.
I will be up there for polishing, giving away free shoe shines and demonstrating Palmer penmanship. There's about a dozen vendors, a dozen sutlers come in there on for the weekend, and it is well worth the time to go up there.
Yeah, where in Nakusa is that?
It's Point Bass.
Okay.
Point Bass. It's out of town about a half a mile, and you'll see a sign that says, you go out on the point. It's pretty out there. It's an old-fashioned house, and it's just a nice... It's a nice setup, and it's nice and calm.
Sounds great, Eugene. You had me at free ice cream. But you also had me at free shoe shines. Eugene makes the rounds. He gets around with his shoe shine stand. Thanks for calling. I'm Joy Cardine. We are talking all things dairy. We are celebrating dairy products in Wisconsin and the dairy industry in Wisconsin with Angie Edge, who is with the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board. And our next caller is Hope in Appleton. Hello, Hope.
Hi, Joy. I would just like to say that every year from June 8th to 11th, we have a festival in Little Chute, and it is called Cheese Fest.
Oh, good.
And, yeah, what they do is we have cheese curd eating contests. They sculpt different things out of cheese. They have music, rides, different vendors that come in and sell things. And then also, Little Chute is a Dutch community, and for Cheese Fest and for sightseeing, they have built a windmill.
Oh, good.
And the top of the windmill will go on today, so we're hoping that it'll be up and running for Cheese Fest.
That sounds like a lot of fun. I know Little Chute used to have a cheese factory, a cheese plant. Does it still?
It has a couple. Mm-hmm. One is Simon's Cheese, and the other one is Kakana Cheese. But I'm not 100% sure if that one is up and running anymore.
Yeah, well, Cheese Fest sounds good. And it's at, where is it in Little Chute?
It's at Doyle Park.
Okay.
In Little Chute. Yeah, and my mom always has us from Simon's Cheese send her down some cheese and stuff like that to Florida during winter time.
I'll always remember that my mother-in-law, who did not live in the state, she lived in Florida. She wanted me to send her some Kakauna cheese. That's how she mispronounced Kakana. So, Angie, what about Cheese Fest in Little Chute?
That sounds fun, too. Mm-hmm. I just looked on the website. It looks like there's, that we know of, at least 15 events that all feature Wisconsin dairy products you could go to this weekend alone. So, and that's only the ones that, that are we are aware of on the Dairy Days of Summer. I'm sure there's many more. It looks like you could go to the Dane County Breakfast on the fair, the Tri-County Breakfast up in Washburn, Trempealeau County, Washington County, Price County, Sauk wow. County. So the list goes on, and it looks like you can definitely find a dairy breakfast to go to this weekend, no matter where you live.
Yeah, and lots of not only the breakfast, but different festivals, like Little Chute has this cheese festival, which I wasn't aware of off the top of my head. And I think I saw that.
The
Butterfest in Sparta. That sounds interesting. I guess all things butter there?
Yep.
Yeah. Wait, let's take another call before news. Bill in Green Bay is with us. Hello, Bill.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, do you have a favorite dairy product?
I do. It's frozen custard. I used to own a restaurant in Chicago, and we had five different types of ice cream. And I actually moved to Wisconsin with my family, and the first time I ever tried Culver's frozen custard, I got hooked. I was like, oh, my God, this is so much creamier and so much richer. And I asked them what the difference, you know, I wasn't really sure what the difference was, and they explained it to me that it's got more egg in it, and there's much less milk in it. I guess it doesn't ice crystal up as much.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then I became a big fan of Culver's, and I found out, like, everything they do there is Wisconsin dairy. They have Wisconsin cheese curds, Wisconsin cheese on all their burgers. So
good for Culver's. Is that where you get it in Green Bay then, Bill, your favorite frozen custard?
Definitely, definitely. They make it fresh all day long, and you can get any kind of combination in the world that you could possibly want. I mean, I go to the one over on West Mason Street in Green Bay, and they'll make anything for you. They'll go anything from a turtle to a banana to a strawberry, and anytime you got a taste for it, that's where you want to go.
Yeah, they have also unique flavors of the day, I've seen on the signs anyway.
Yeah, every day they got something different, but no matter what you got a taste for, I mean, anytime you go in there, they're going to have it for you.
Thanks very much, Bill, for letting us know of your favorite, Culver's Frozen Custard. We will continue talking about dairy products and the importance of Wisconsin's dairy industry with Angie Edge, Regional Program Manager for the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board. What's your favorite dairy product? Do you have any kind of a special event that you're going to be attending sometime this month in honor of June Dairy Month? Maybe you have a special dairy-based recipe you'd like to share. More after the news.
Been to Auburndale, New Auburn, Berlin, New Berlin, London, New London, Rome, the other Rome, Franklin, the other Franklin, New Franklin, Richmond, New Richmond, Richwood, Woodruff, Woodford, Pleasantville, Pleasant Prairie, Sun Prairie, Star Prairie, Pretty Sheep, Brady Sack, Black Flambeau, Ernest.
I've been over there, hey, smell that dairy here, hey.
This is a June Dairy Month edition of Tell Joy Where to Go for dairy products, for ice cream, cheese, frozen custard, a great breakfast on the farm, or any other June Dairy Month event that's going on. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is coming up on 6:37 on this Friday, June the 8th. We'll continue taking your calls about dairy products in Wisconsin and our love of different dairy products and where to get them and how to use them. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And we'll continue talking dairy after this edition of Wisconsin Life. Rochelle Rip of Lodi began her duties as the 65th Allison Dairyland this week. Her job is to go around the state for the next year promoting Wisconsin agriculture. In this week's Wisconsin Life, historian Erica Janik looks at the long history of women and agriculture.
Some girls dream of being a movie star. Me? I've got a thing for agricultural queens like Alice in Dairyland. Alice is Wisconsin's agricultural royalty. She travels the state during her year-long reign talking up the importance of farming. Alice in Dairyland got her start in 1948 at the Wisconsin Centennial Exposition. Margaret McGuire Blott had the honor of being the first Alice. Her early years were a bit strange. At the state fair, a huge papier-mâché Alice would answer questions from children while the real one sat backstage and threw her voice. But she also got to travel the country. Early Alices logged more than 150,000 miles a year. They went to Hollywood, rode in the Rose Parade, and danced with Lawrence Welk on TV. I met my first Alice at the Wisconsin State Fair, where I got to shake her hand. She also gave me a cow-shaped air freshener. This was only my first encounter with Wisconsin royalty, though. I once took a class with Wisconsin's Honey Queen. She wore a different honey t-shirt every day. I thought at first she just really liked honey. Wisconsin's royalty isn't just confined to dairy and honey, though. We've also got a cranberry queen, a brown Swiss queen, and a cherry blossom queen, among others. And as lovable and endearing as they may seem, these agricultural queens have an ancient history. For thousands of years, women have been associated with agriculture and the harvest. Women are symbolic of the earth, fertility, and abundance, the very things that people hoped for their crops. The mystery of life, especially birth, was one area where women had deep firsthand knowledge, and fertility goddesses, particularly Mother Earth, found their roots in agriculture. All over the world, from Asia and Africa to Europe and South America, female goddesses represented the fruitful plains as well as the work of tending to them. The Greeks had Demeter, who was said to have invented agriculture and all of the rituals associated with it. The Romans had Ceres, as well as Pomona, to keep an eye on the fruit trees. Hindu goddesses watched over food, the harvest, and nourishment. In North and South America, a corn mother gave life to the continent's staple crop. Corn, along with beans and squash, were known as the Three Sisters because the plants were said to embody female spirits. So Alice in Dairyland and Wisconsin's other queens aren't just some pre-feminist holdover from the 1940s and 1950s. They're the modern incarnation of a tradition that stretches back thousands of years to people and cultures around the world.
Commentator Erica Janik is the author of several books, including A Short History of Wisconsin and Odd Wisconsin. Wisconsin Life is produced by Wisconsin Public Radio in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council, supporting programs that use history, culture, and discussion to strengthen community life for everyone in Wisconsin. You can listen to this and other editions of Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are celebrating June Dairy Month this hour. We are talking about the importance of the dairy industry in America's dairy land and how much we enjoy Wisconsin dairy products. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our guest is Angie Edge, Regional Program Manager for the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board. And Angie, just curious, listening to that piece of Wisconsin Life about women in agriculture, why are you so excited about Wisconsin dairy? What got you interested in this?
Well, it's actually been a part of my life forever. I grew up on a dairy farm in Greene County where my parents milked 80 Holstein cows. So I've always lived on the farm. A lot of my family have been dairy farmers. And then I went to UW-Madison and got a degree in agricultural journalism, which seems very fitting.
Mm-hmm.
Actually was one of the finalists for Alice in Dairyland when I graduated.
Really?
And got the job at the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board. It's been my first job since I graduated college, and I've been there for 12 years. So you can say that dairy has definitely been a part of my entire life.
What a perfect job for you. That's wonderful.
Yeah, it's very fun. So I travel around southwestern Wisconsin, visiting schools, talking about the importance of dairy products in their diets, working with schools and media throughout my region.
Well, that's interesting. So talk a little bit about the importance of dairy in our diet.
Well, especially we talk about kids needing those 3 servings of dairy each day for the calcium, the protein. It's really one of the, when you look at milk compared to other beverages, you get those 9 essential nutrients, and there's no other beverage that can do that for kids. So giving them the calcium that they need for strong bones and teeth, the protein for strong muscles, vitamin A for their eyes, the list goes on and on. But really encouraging them and showing them the benefits of why milk, cheese, and yogurt not only taste wonderful but are important for their diets, too. They're part of the food pyramid, part of the My Plate icon as well. So, you know, that's a great point to talk about today. So not only are those dairy products delicious, but we need them in our diets. We need the calcium and the protein and all of the rich nutrients that they give to us.
Mm-hmm. What about the fat that is in full-fat dairy products?
Well, the food, you know, guide pyramid does recommend fat-free or low-fat dairy products, But, you know, if you do decide to have some of the full fat or, you know, some of the desserts, it's okay in moderation.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like to tell people. You know, if you're celebrating June Dairy Month or you're having, you know, a birthday party, you can always have some of the fuller fat dairy products. But on a daily basis, it's nice to get the three servings, and it's milk, cheese, and yogurt that have the most amount of calcium and nutrients. And if you can buy them in the low-fat or fat-free varieties, that would be the healthiest. But there's always room for occasions to have some of the rich dairy treats as well.
Yeah, speaking of rich dairy treats, I understand you're somewhat of an expert on delicious cheesecake.
Yes. In fact, I've made, if you visit the Dairy Days of Summer, one of the featured recipes is the rhubarb cheese pie. And it's a brand new recipe. I believe I have made five of them just this week. And if you love cheesecake, this is a recipe that has three delicious dairy products. It has a graham cracker crust with real butter.
Mm.
And then we layered it with, the first layer is a rhubarb layer. So we've simmered it on the stove on medium heat, sprinkled some sugar on the rhubarb that we've cut up. It gets to a nice, almost like a gel pie filling consistency. So that would be the first layer of the pie. The next layer is the cream cheese cheesecake layer, and that has sour cream, cream cheese, a little bit of sugar, vanilla extract, and two eggs. And you're going to mix those ingredients together, pour it over the rhubarb layer. And lastly, more dairy products to add, it's a mixture of sour cream, sugar, and a little vanilla as the frosting layer. So it's a beautiful pie. It has rhubarb. It has three layers of dairy goodness. You could always top it off with a little extra whipping cream or garnish it with a little spruce of mint as well. So that's the rhubarb cheese pie.
I am speechless. That just sounds, it really, as Bill Martins, my director, put it, that sounds insane in a good way.
It's very good. And rhubarb's in season right now in Wisconsin, so it's a great combination of rhubarb and Wisconsin dairy products.
And that recipe is on the Dairy Days of Summer website?
Yep, it's one of the featured recipes. There's 30 recipes on that website. It also is in a free brochure that we have that is at most of the dairy breakfast. We also have a call-in number if anybody wants to request their free brochure as well.
Well, very good. Maybe we can share that number at the end of the hour, but we have a different number right now that people are calling in on, and let's go to the phones. Dan in Drummond is with us. Hi, Dan.
Yeah, hello. When my mother was alive and we used to go to Ashland and the shop like out at Walmart, one of the places we always had to stop because she liked it was at the Dairy Queen in Ashland. And what she loved were the were a couple of the different Sundays and that. And, of course, my favorite was always the blizzards and that.
Oh, yeah. Is Dairy Queen ice cream real ice cream, Angie? Do you know?
I think it is.
I'm just teasing. It's good. Thank you very much, Dan. Natalia in Arborvita is with us now. Hi, Natalia.
Good morning. How are you?
Yes, I'm fine. Are you going to go to a dairy breakfast, it looks like?
I am. I'm going to the one in Price County, which is in Phillips. And we've been to this one before. Both my husband and I are not natives of Wisconsin, so we actually were not familiar with the whole June Dairy Month idea until we were living in Spooner for a year, and friends of ours told us about this, and it is just such a hoot. I mean, you have people dressed up as cows, you know, walking around, and it was just so amusing, and the kids just got such a kick out of the fact that Dad and I did not mind them eating ice cream for breakfast.
Yeah, well, what's so unusual about that? I'm just kidding. Well, that is, it's, where did you move here from?
New York.
Okay, yeah, well, we love dairy, we love cows in Wisconsin. What about cheese curds? Did you ever hear of cheese curds before?
Oh, yeah, the kids, not until I moved to Wisconsin. The kids just topped their plate with cheese curds, too, for breakfast. They were loving it. So we have tried to, since then, each year, try to find a dairy breakfast that works with our schedule and where we might be around the state. One year we coordinated it with the Energy Fair and, you know, did a dairy breakfast and then went there afterward. So, you know, if you could kind of coordinate with family activities, it works out great.
And I understand you also make your own ice cream, Natalia.
Yeah, well, so what happened was several years ago, the kids and I were at a thrift store, and they saw an ice cream maker, and they're like, oh, Mom, can we get this? Can we get this? And, you know, I have enough appliances, so I never thought, like, I'd really use it very much, but it actually has become, like, a summer tradition in our house to now just make ice cream several times during the summer, and our favorite kind is dulce de leche.
Oh, yeah, that's, yeah.
Yeah, so what's great is you can make your, I think you can also make your own, you know, with the rock salt and everything else, just shaking it up if you have a lot of energetic people. But if you have the ice cream maker, what makes it nice is you just take sweetened condensed milk. And you have to boil it in its can on the stove. And you can look that up on the internet, how to do that. But it makes kind of like a caramel-type milk, really thick, and it becomes slightly brown. And then you add that to your ice cream maker along with the other ingredients you need for the ice cream.
All right, I'm going to have to go get an ice cream maker. and this is an electric ice cream maker that you have.
It is.
Yeah. Well, wow, does that ever sound good. Angie, do you make your own ice cream?
You know, we do. Actually, I have the ice cream maker sitting out, and my daughter was just in the class science fair, and she made homemade ice cream for her project. So it's a fun family activity for sure.
Sounds good. Well, what about you? Do you make your own ice cream? Do you have a favorite place to go to get some ice cream or frozen custard or frozen yogurt? We are celebrating dairy of all kinds during this hour as we're celebrating June Dairy Month. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page if you want to plug your favorite dairy product and maybe what you do with that dairy product, any special dairy-based recipes that you would like to share. Is there something dairy-related going on in your community this month? Let us know. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. It's going to be partly to mostly cloudy today. There is a chance of rain in northwest Wisconsin. Highs today will be in the 70s and 80s. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
Where did cheese go?
I don't know.
Where did cheese go?
I don't know.
I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Where do you go for your cheese? This is the hour each week where we celebrate something special about Wisconsin life. And today it's dairy because June is National Dairy Month. And we are talking with a guest about how great dairy is in Wisconsin, the special dairy products we have here in the state, and how we celebrate our dairy heritage and dairy industry. Angie Edge is our guest. She is Regional Program Manager for the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board. And our next caller is Betsy in Greenbush. Hi, Betsy.
Good morning.
Morning.
I am the lead interpreter at Wade House Historic Site. We're part of the Wisconsin Historical Society.
Sure.
And next Saturday, the 16th of June, to celebrate Dairy Month, we will be doing 19th century dairy.
Ooh.
So we're going to be making cheese from 19th century recipes that were commonly found in cookbooks of the time period. We'll also be making cheese with the hand crank ice cream. We'll be making ice cream with a hand cranked ice cream maker.
Oh, that sounds great, Betsy. Do you have any way that you can tell us how cheese was made in the 19th century?
Well, basically, cheese is made to help preserve milk. And what you're doing is just you're speeding up the process of it going bad.
Oh, that sounds great.
I know, doesn't it? So you have to use rennet to get it to clabber, is what they call it, or coddle, which is an enzyme that in the 19th century they got from calves' stomachs.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I've heard of that.
Yes. So you add the rennet, you let a curd form, you have to cut the curd, pour off the whey, you cook your curd down, add some seasoning, and then put it into molds and press it for, you know, a couple of hours to a couple of days, and then you can age it after that.
Well, whatever works, it tastes great.
It does. Yeah. It does.
Well, thank you very much. So that's going on, when did you say, next weekend?
Next weekend, from 10 till 5.
Thank you very much for letting us know. And on one of your fact sheets, Angie, I see that Wisconsin's first cheesemakers were farm wives who did this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's how we started this tradition of making cheese. Jan in Lafayette Township is with us. Hi, Jan.
Hi. I would like to put in a pitch for my favorite cheese store, which is the Brick Street Market in Delavan, Wisconsin. It's a very small little place, but it has room for several tables. You can have lunch there, and you can sample a surprising variety for as small as the store is, of cheeses from Wisconsin and all over the country, and some that are in from other countries in the world.
All right. Sounds very much. And you said that was called the Brick?
Brick Street Market. Delavan has a brick main street, and so it's at the west end of that. And friendly people, and nice place.
All right. Thank you very much, Jan. But as we mentioned, certainly there's great cheese made all over the world, but some of the best cheese in the world, in many people's opinion, including your opinion, Angie, is made right here in Wisconsin. What's your favorite cheese?
I have to say it's actually Munster cheese. We always have Munster cheese on hand in our family. It's great to have as a snack with cheese and crackers, but it's also wonderful cheese that melts. So grilled cheese is very popular in our household. So I have to say Munster is my favorite for sure.
Yeah, I have a hard time picking a favorite. They're all great. Brian on Facebook writes, the best chocolate malt in the state is served in Marinette at Mickey Lou Barbecue. Mickey Lou Barbecue. Top off your dairy month with one of those. All right. Chocolate malt sounds good to me. How about you, Angie?
Definitely. Yeah. It's making me hungry.
Yeah. Kevin in Sauk City is with us now. Hi, Kevin.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call, Joy. This is a very interesting subject for me. I do believe that Wisconsin has some of the best cheesemakers in the country, if not in the world. Obviously, we have some world-class winners here in this very own state. Basically, my question is, what has happened to the price of cheese lately? You know, milk prices haven't gone up that much, and I have seen a drastic jump in cheese over the last couple of years. Does that have anything to do with the fact that we're not America's Dairyland anymore? And I'll take my comment off the air.
All right. What about blue cheese, Kevin? I guess Kevin wanted to talk about blue cheese, but he wants to know why has the price of cheese gone up so much when milk has not. Is that true, Angie?
Well, I think it just depends on what kind of cheese you're talking about, too. I mean, a lot of the specialty cheeses and the aged cheeses that we do sell in Wisconsin do sell at a premium price, but I think people are maybe more willing to pay for top quality cheeses. So it depends if you're looking at, you know, commodity style cheeses or cheeses that people really that are at a high price because of the exceptional craftsmanship.
Right, that is going to cost a little bit more. But we started the program talking about Wisconsin being America's Dairyland. And Kevin said we're not anymore. But talk about that.
Oh, I think we definitely are. We have the pride and tradition, as I said, over 160 years of dairy tradition here in Wisconsin. And a lot of reason why so many farm families have settled here is because we have the rich soils and a wonderful environment for dairying. But we're also number one in so many things. We have more dairy farm families than any other state, over 11,500 people that have really made dairy farming their job and their tradition, so more dairy farmers. We're also the number one state for cheese making more cheese than any other state. But along with that, we have so many extra special programs, like we're the only state that has a master cheesemaker program. No other state has that, where cheesemakers will actually take a 3-year course in one type of cheese to get their master's
degree, and we actually have 44 master cheesemakers in Wisconsin. So
wow.
It's things like that that really mm-hmm. make us America's Dairyland. It's still on our license plate. I think it'll be there for a very long time. It's on our state's quarter. When people think of Wisconsin, they think of our dairy products and the exceptional taste and quality. One of your people that called in said when they visit relatives and family out of state, they always have to take some cheese
right.
with them.
But we're going to leave it there. I'm going to find a dairy breakfast to go to at dairydaysofsummer.com. Angie, thanks for being with us. Angie Edge is with the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board.